This is Supplemental Podcast, Implementing Creative Solutions with Right Thought Form Building. Here in today's world, the personality of the everyday man is dominated by a continual stream of conflicting thought forms in his consciousness, some harmonious and quite often some discordant and chaotic. His wants and desires drive him in virtually all his emotions and activities. This line of thinking causes much contentious energy on the physical and emotional planes. And in order to determine what is required for positive change in this world, the service worker needs to invoke a new and higher rhythm in his thoughts to awaken the power to think clearly and accurately. Learning to hold this vital thought form will allow him to attain this higher objective, thus transform conditions on the physical plane. This will come about through a conscious effort using the mind. To accomplish this, the service worker must perform the following step. Number one, connect with the soul and engage the mind through discernment and dispassion when engaging in life's activities. Number two, purify or put lower desires aside to the point where they do not inhibit clear seeing or knowing. This allows a service worker to ascertain higher impulses emanating from the intuitional plane. If he is obsessed with his own needs, actions, and interest, he will remain unconscious to the higher needs of the group or humanity and will not become a useful tool of service for the soul. Number three, learn to understand the relationship between the brain and the higher mind of the soul by employing concentration on the actual building of the thought form. The service worker will do this by understanding the law of energy, which involves consciously creating the thought form with his own vital mental substance and with his own soul quality and tone. For example, the service worker registers an idea in his mind, such as how to render a particular service for a group. He knows what is needed to be done, and he sees the steps to accomplish the task. All during this process, he's guided by the soul with an understanding of practicing love, wisdom, selflessness, and harmlessness. His awareness and connection with the soul vitalizes the thought form. After the thought form is constructed, the service worker will need to know how to send it out to fulfill its purpose. Sending it out is like basically uses rhetoric or through writing essays or through the print media or the broadcast media, perhaps even blogging. So the service worker is not impatient, but he knows that this thought form will be wisely implemented at the right time. For this last part, he must know how to keep the thought form, vitalize it with his own energy, or later destroy it when it is no longer needed. Note, a visualization technique is always recommended to first connect and align with the soul to prevent any taint of emotional or personality bias. We see the higher ideas already working out in the outer world through thousands of organizations to bring about positive and progressive change in their community. It is up to the everyday people, whether they realize it or not, to respond to the inner calls for bringing light, love, and the will to good into the world of all life's activities. In the esoteric world, we understand that thoughts are energy and that we as individuals are not truly isolated or alone. We are all souls at a higher level of consciousness. The challenge is getting to that place of realization and knowingness. This is the hope for creating a new civilization based on equality, unity, and right human relations. For the esotericist, the axiom, energy follows thought, has great meaning when connecting with others in meditation. We note that the idea is happening all the time with the so-called national conversation on a given subject. The media, the government, and the members of the economic sector put out an idea, and people in so many places talk about it. The thoughts may be transmitted through the news or social media, but the subject begins with thought in the mind of the individual. This is what we are looking at here, that thought can be read and transmitted to humanity. As members of humanity, we are caught up in multiple crises, whether it be corruption, war, climate change, addictions, gun shootings, the list goes on. Again, each crisis is made up of a series of thoughts, usually physically acted out, that result in certain phenomena on the physical and emotional planes of consciousness. So what I am suggesting here are some visualization exercises. We'll focus now here at the present moment, using visualization as a means for remedying some existing problems that humanity faces. These are suggested visualization exercises. The first is visualize holding a rain cloud made up of spiritual values, such as cooperation and goodwill and unity consciousness. Feel, know, and hold this cloud in consciousness and simply rain down into human consciousness as a form of light, love, and the will to good, or love wisdom, onto the inner planes. This helps to offset the opposite energies of evil, separatism, and anything that blocks the light of the soul from manifesting in the world. With the radiation and brilliance of these energies, it becomes attractive to people who are intuitive. And realize also that many people are intuitive, they just don't realize it, and it's just not consciously acknowledged. It's just part of the equipment that they normally function with, such as people in many industries, such as the IT world, and they quote, they think out of the box. This can be not just in IT, but it can also be in the sciences too, and the arts. Another visualization can be a particular evolutionary service group that knows and sees in their mind's eye of how it can function in its higher essence and capability. As the individual member, they may know the best practices and tools and have a better understanding for implementing its highest essence. Their vision offers a different, higher outcome than what is currently manifesting. And they see it as changing and working out, and through this action, they are influencing the non-local image. This is a concept in quantum physics, non-local image of the group on the inner planes. Another visualization is visualize people in all service groups operating in telepathic rapport and connecting with all groups throughout the world. Again, this is the concept of non-locality working in a quantum field. Visualize them as coordinated and not in isolation. They are working towards implementing the idea of unity and oneness. And visualize them as telepathically connected with each other and creating a powerful network of light surrounding the planet. Therefore, they're sharing thought forms of cooperation and goodwill and understanding. So this thought form is continually being broadcast by these groups or individuals. Another visualization can be focusing on the essence of what the 10 evolutionary service groups are already doing in all existing cultures. Why not help them become their ashramic counterparts? Keep in mind that the ashrams are working with the masters to implement the highest aspect of each one of the evolutionary service groups. And the members of these groups can visualize each other working out with much higher values, such as ethics, accountability, transparency, and integrity in cultures throughout the world. Hold these thought forms for working out the principle of sharing and the reorganization of the churches, for example, or the religious groups, eliminating corruption from politics and establishing a measure of peace. Hold that these are working out in consciousness so others on the inner planes can be attracted to these thought forms and join you in holding and realizing. Another visualization. Visualize a large percentage of humanity having already contained most of their addictions. See millions of people not controlled by addictions or a connection to material objects and their desire nature. For them, there is a birth of the Christ in the heart so that the emotional body is filled with the soul's nature. See milestones achieved and visualize changes in consciousness of members of different service groups, such as in the media, political, and religious groups. This could also be holding a thought form on the inner planes that attracts other service workers who are holding a similar thought form. Light attracts light. Learn while in meditation that you're able to hold in your mind, or focus, steady in the light of the soul. Here you can be open to impression. With the same mindset, contemplate a major issue facing humanity, such as the elimination of gun violence or homelessness. Dwell from a soul level as you contemplate all parties and ideas about this problem. Know that this is a national crisis occurring on the inner planes. Be conscious of the energies, both pro and con, and invoke the energy of the intuition. Allow your mind to become a crucible where the energies of emotion and mental energies, thought forms, are raised up and purified. And another visualization, there's the issue of sexual harassment. Previous administrations in the United States had very different ideas for dealing with this issue. One administration chose to look at it from the justice or legal standpoint, declaring that it was complicated and especially for the victims, namely the women. The other administration took a step further and interpreted the law to say that only violent offenders should be prosecuted. With this in mind, a woman stands very little recourse and therefore will most likely not report any type of inappropriate behavior. In the context of a discussion on the correct practice of right human relations, they are completely missing the point. That is, they should be protecting women and ascertain that people, regardless of gender, are safe everywhere. In a recent report on National Public Radio, they alluded to the idea that young men and women should be educated prior to entering college on right and inappropriate behavior, and this is a positive step. The problem with government response is that some people in authority, including the police and prosecutors, do not see this as a serious problem. In the context of the 10 evolutionary service groups, the challenge here is for the trained observers, people in the broadcast media, the educators and the politicians and the psychologists, to come together and educate children and adults and the public about inappropriate or inappropriate physical contact, to include consensual touching such as hugging. In the United States, sex education is taught in private and charter schools from kindergarten forward, although training and curriculum varies widely based on the local school district. For a child trained in this way, he or she would have no fear or intimidation from either gender, and attention would focus on respecting all people with love, kindness, mutual respect, and the value each brings to a world society. The last visualization I'm suggesting is on climate change. In the United States, there are many people in the United States government that cast doubt on climate change being a cause for events where there is great damage as a result of weather conditions, or earthquakes, for example. With potentially cataclysmic storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, heat waves, and torrential rains, any and all scientific data should be shared with the public about the causes, whether man-made or natural. In the current world, the scientific data collected by certain governmental agencies, such as NOAA, NASA, and the CIA, on weather is not fully shared with the public. Virtually every nation acknowledges that climate change is real, and then are taking steps to offset man's damage to the environment. The scientists, the trained observers, that is, people, broadcast journalists, and the politicians need to fully cooperate and collaborate together to inform people instead of being secretive and deceptive. A visualization here could be simply for better accountability, transparency, and be the example for ethical behavior. So let's now talk about moving toward real-world solutions. Considering the vitriol of selfishness, separation, and war which currently dominates the world news, humanity needs to hear new and innovative ideas for giving hope and new direction for civilization. What would a new vision look like if the plan, God's plan, or even parts of it were implemented? There are a number of organizations functioning in what I'm calling spiritual think tanks. They are composed of leading evolutionary thinkers that are pooling their collective knowledge and wisdom. Two such organizations are the Center for Evolutionary Leadership and the Institute for Evolutionary Leadership. As evolutionary thinkers, they acknowledge the challenges facing humanity but have their own inner sense of direction and stand for core values and principles. They are working collaboratively to create the following recommendations for society. Number one, design and build organizations and institutions all operating with ethical actions representing a new type of evolutionary leadership. The current leadership model and mindset for industry and government is linear in its approach and does not include all parties or situations. This new methodology will have a holistic and global mindset that is sustainable, multidimensional, and which does not exclude any participants. The second recommendation is that humanity should be built and evolved towards a democratic, sustainable, and thriving organizations that will produce effective leaders. Through educational programs and developing new methodologies that train people in evolutionary leadership, new evolutionary organizations will naturally emerge, founded on partnership, cooperation, empowerment, collaboration, and shared inspiration. last recommendation would be, with such a mindset and orientation, anyone can become an evolutionary leader and effectively practice right human relations with new behaviors toward people, organizations, and the environment. It seems that the people or the members of the political organizers group should acknowledge and collaborate with members and leaders of these outside the government groups who have defined innovative ideas that can help transform society. The next step is for leaders of these spiritual think tanks to talk to members that work directly in the existing 10 service group sectors, such as the politicians, the economists, people in news broadcasting, CEOs of key industries of the economy, and scientists and educators, and begin to have their ideas heard and adapted. Perhaps on another note, could not the visionary or evolutionary leaders also help to influence within society directly? We are mindful of the fact that service workers, whether they work in the outside evolutionary groups or within the evolutionary groups that are directly influencing humanity, that they are the feet and the hands of the spiritual hierarchy and represent the primary externalization of soul values. Of those individuals who are practicing cooperation and goodwill between their group and other groups, we can find ways of bringing a higher vision and spiritual values to leaders of all the existing 10 evolutionary service groups. And this can be done by identifying those who represent higher vision and values. And this can be done with an act of contacting and supporting and uplifting them in their work. So this concludes this podcast. You might also want to hear two other podcasts I have, Visualizing the New Civilization and Synthesis, Group Integration, and Crisis.